Because, you know, me and Young Thug.
Yeah.
Me and Slime be talking on them regularly, you feel me? No, Slime just tell me, like, one day, hey, man, this mother, it's a sacrifice.
Three shootings in Atlanta overnight and in the early morning hours as the city works to combat a spike in violent crime since the 4th of July weekend. Now, first, police say someone shot and killed a man in a single vehicle wreck on the interstate. It happened on I-285 near the Benjamin E. Mays Drive overpass, and it was around 11:30 Saturday night. Investigators believe the victim, Rudolph Johnson, was the intended target of that gunfire. Well, they're also working to determine the circumstances surrounding that shooting. There are several reports this afternoon that the victim was a well-known Atlanta rapper, Lil Marlowe. NBC News says the Fulton County Medical Examiner confirmed the death. Several in the hip-hop community have taken to social media to offer their condolences, and police were still looking for the suspect this evening.
...on the community, so that is why we get that label.
What about the cult, that you're a member of a cult?
Which, all right, a lot of people say Vice Cartel sell his soul to the devil. I'd like to know how the selling of one's soul to the devil go. Like, if you put out an ad in the Gleaner saying soul for sale, good condition, you know what I mean, and the devil contacts you, he writes a check, or he gives your manager's check, and they change it. I want to know how that goes, because that is news to me. I don't know how somebody can sell his soul to the devil.
Okay.
Does the devil have a bank account?
But are you a member of a group of Freemasons?
No, I'm not a member of any group of Freemasons, but what is Freemasonry? Nothing is wrong with Freemasonry.
Okay.
Masons build the earth. That's why if you look on a Freemason ring, you see the compass and the square, because that is what builds the earth. The earth is built from lines and circles.
Do you believe in God?
Vibes Cartel is a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. So when you say believe in God, if you mean Jesus, I'm not a religious person like that.
God in the context of Christendom, of Christianity?
No, I don't believe in Christianity. I don't believe in Buddhism. I don't believe in Islam. Because to me, religion is division. It's just one more thing to divide people. Religious wars are the most violent wars in history. And it can be proven with even the recent 9/11 attacks in New York City. That is a religious war.
Is there a supreme being in your consciousness?
My supreme being would be life. You know, life is the ultimate, because life is ever continuing. That's why the world is a circle. Because anything that is circular is always mobile. Life goes on. Vibes Cartel comes on the earth, has kids. Vibes Cartel dies, his kids grow up, have kids, they die, and so on and so on. So I believe in life, not in any one religious being. I say in Jesus, I say I'm going to believe in Buddha, I'm going to believe in Allah. You know what I mean? Because when Vibes Cartel travels the world, I've been to Japan, millions of people in Japan, they don't know about Jesus. They have their own God. So in the Christian view, all of those people, when they die, they would be going to hell. And in the Japanese view, all the Christians, when they die, they would be going to hell. So that in itself alone is confusion. So
Rastafari.
I say Rastafari is a way of life. Rastafari is a way of life that is more acceptable to somebody like Vibes Cartel. It's not a religion, it's a way of life.
So you don't think it offers the spiritual fulfillment that many seek?
All right, in life, a lot of people seek answers for a lot of things that they can't answer. That is why religion is so viable. But viable to who? Mainly to the pastors who profit from the people's faith. Because they say faith is the evidence of things hoped for, and the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. That is what people put them life
to. Those who call them junk are false, are just making noise, this lifestyle, you say?
It's just a way of life. It's not a religion in terms of, all right, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, remember, Rastafari don't even preach death. They preach life eternal. So how can one have life eternal if it is not, as I said it, by procreating?
To reach 33 degrees of Masonry, heights are evil.
3 o'clock in the morning when the...
Alright, peace, y'all. Peace. Now, previously, and in some cases, the entertainment industry was controlled by certain groups, all right, such as the Freemasons and the Church of Scientology and many more. But now, I believe Hollywood has realized that most of these groups have been exposed for participating in negative behaviors, right? But some of y'all may and may not know, we've all heard of the gay mafia being a part of Hollywood, right? And in hip-hop as well. Do you think that there'll ever be an out-of-the-closet gay
it's
rapper?
It's owned. The hip-hop community is most likely owned by gay, to be honest
but
with you.
But do you think there'll be an
They're owned out of by the gay. They're, I happen to think there's a gay mafia in hip-hop.
Right.
Not rappers. You know, right. The editorial presidents of magazines.
Sure.
The PDs at radio stations, the people who give you award at award shows, this is a fucking gay mafia, my man.
All right, but now some of these groups have chosen to come forward and make a name for themselves, okay? Now, this is called the Black Gay Brunch, all right? This group here is called the Black Gay Brunch. And mind you, I'm not against anyone that is... a part of the LGBT community. Like, you know, you guys know I've never bashed because people have their own viewpoints on how they want to live, all right? But when you're making a sector for your own group and keeping other individuals out, that's a prime example of something negative in itself, all right? So I'm going to go into detail, but like I said, y'all, in order for you to be a part of that business, you will have to play the game, whether it be sexual or satanic, all right? It has to happen in order for you to reach a certain tax bracket, all right? Now, we've all heard of the Roc Nation brunch, right, where rappers will do anything to be a part of this top elite class of citizens, all right? But the whole brunch concept comes from this... Black Gay Brunch, which is also known as the Black Women's Brunch. And this is a small group of women that are screenwriters, producers, and they only select, okay, a small portion of black people to be a part of their group. Okay, now, some would say that this is a secret society. And I'm just going to be honest here, my point of view. By the looks of these individuals here, I'm pretty sure that if not 95% of these people here on this picture are part of some fraternity, all right, or sorority, okay? I'm almost 100% sure of it, okay? Because if you pay attention to the concept of sororities and fraternities, it is a networking, okay, organization, all right? But in these networking organizations, a lot of occultic practices are done, all right? A lot of satanic things are done. A lot of perverted things are done, all right? A lot of sexual misconduct is done within these fraternities and sororities, all right? Which is why a lot of them get so much flack. Let's be honest here. If they took out the concept of practicing these type of sexual behaviors or perverted behaviors or demonic behaviors, right? They wouldn't be as bad of a group as they claim, you know, as people claim, okay? Because I don't see anything wrong with helping other individuals, you know, in your own community, all right? But when you're involving yourself in certain practices that, you know, advance you to the next level, okay? Because everything is spiritual, guys. Everything that we see is spiritual. Don't be so quick to believe or see or follow what a lot of these people, okay, are involved in or what they push on the general public, all right? To be quite honest with you, there are ways for people to be manipulated and think that these type of groups or having these thought processes are actually a positive thing, all right? But we have to understand, man, there are black devils just as much as there are white devils, okay? And we can't be misled by any of it.
Allahu Akbar, Allah hadir. Allah hadir. Allah hadir. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, semakin jelas. Semakin jelas, ya Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah hadir. Allah hadir. Allah hadir. Allahu Akbar.
All I saw was the sky was blue, green, white.
I was basically coming from the Brooklyn Bridge towards Astoria. I was dropping off my friend, and then all I see is just like crazy blue light out of nowhere.
It was actually kind of gorgeous, that mysterious blue light blanketing parts of New York City sky last night. Now, many residents were certainly baffled and understandably concerned, wondering just what it was. Officials say nothing to worry about.
Now, a lot of you always ask me about Project Bluebeam, and I actually tried to do my research, but no one is able to speak on this topic as far as it goes on YouTube, okay? Apparently, this is something that they don't want people to know about. You know, there's three things that people are not really supposed to talk about on YouTube, and this is one of them. All right. Yeah. The other one is the HARP situation. And we all know certain medical informations that are not to be said. Right. So this Project Bluebeam is a scientific discovery that was created by NASA. OK, you know, NASA likes to play with things in the sky. All right. But I want to give my breakdown on what Project Bluebeam is and what it's going to be in the near future. All right. Now, when we take a look at the way that they want to bring in the Antichrist or the false Messiah, right, and they have certain technologies such as Project Bluebeam, okay, there are things that people are not aware of, okay, that may take place in the near future. Now, as of yet, they haven't gotten to a point where they've made these sky figures, okay, have the ability to talk or communicate, all right? But when they get to this point where they are able to make a sound across the whole world, okay, which takes a lot of frequency. Now, if you study music, you would know this. If you create a frequency that can radiate throughout the whole world, there is a possibility that it would cause death, okay, because the frequency levels are too high, all right? So, therefore, they are trying to make ways for this Project Bluebeam to be able to talk. Now, when they do this, okay, a lot of people will possibly be misled, all right? Those that are firm believers in these type of situations where a figure will appear in the sky and give them the guidance on what they need to do, all right? These things were all mentioned before, all right, in the Bible as well. Where, you know, you will see figures in the sky and, you know, they would deliver messages, all right? Same thing has been said over and over numerous times before, but when we take a look at Project Bluebeam and we see these figures, and they're actually trying to duplicate Jesus Christ, all right, they actually know what they're doing, okay? Because like I said, all of these people, all right, their whole objective is to mock God. Now, some people may feel different or feel a certain type of way of what I may say here, but if these people have the ability, okay, to basically mock God, all right, how do we know that they're not the same individuals that created this format for us to live in, okay? Some people say the Bible, the acronym for the Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, right? But if we have these individuals mimicking the same things that are inside of this book, this is detrimental to humanity, all right? And if we don't wake up and realize that these people are, you know, actually trying their hardest to mislead and misguide us, there's going to be a lot of issues for the near future, all right? And we have to inform the youth and tell them, like, hey, you know, things like this are going on, so we must pay attention and be knowledgeable about it, all right? But Project Blue Beam is something that people should really, really, really pay attention to and look out for, because if they actually develop the ability to allow the sound frequency to radiate throughout the whole earth without people getting killed, they can deliver any message they want humanity to go in just by mimicking God. All right, so we have to be very careful on that.